The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Howdy, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday installment of the news show. It's the 6th of February, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Got a Mac app? Got an iOS app? Tired of paying for them individually? Well, guess what? Apple's finally enabled the universal purchases for both Mac and iOS apps. Yes, finally, the company has taken steps further from the Apple Catalyst apps. I remember those. Those were designed to help bridge software between macOS and iOS. Well, now they've enabled universal purchases between the two platforms. At least that we can see in Apple's Xcode 11.4 beta. Most Apple users will see this as definitely a welcome. Thinking back to the days how we used to have to separately pay for iPad apps versus iPhone apps. Finally, now everything will be integrated with iPad, Apple Watch, tvOS platforms, meaning you buy it once and whew, you're done. There could be one hiccup with this, however, though. Apple might actually be requiring us to purchase again some of those Mac apps that we've probably already bought on our phones or tablets. But from now going forward, it looks like one purchase will have us covered everywhere. Fingers crossed. We're into money. Yeah, people over at Spotify are singing that song today. That's because they got 124 million paying users now. Not to mention their podcast growth has went whew, through the roof. Now, Spotify does actually have 271 million users, meaning not quite 50% actually pay for the service. But 124 million is quite impressive. According to Spotify, they saw a gross profit rise to about $522 million, though they had a loss of $84 million. They're also seeing 2020 is to be a big year for them. You know, kind of like any company that starts off the new year like they're going to say otherwise. But their projected users for this year, they're seeing passing the 300 million mark. U.S. listeners plan on getting some of that Google Fiber TV? Well, no more. Google Fiber is dropping its TV package. The reason for this? They want to just completely focus on the internet. Probably also, too, is that they haven't been doing so well with their TV packages. Now, those of you that actually are subscribers currently of the TV package, don't worry. It will still provide the service for existing customers who want to pay for it, of course. But as the company says, consumers today, they don't really need traditional TV anymore. There's plenty of options out there. Or possibly Fubo TV, which Google says they're actually partnering with. Interesting, yes, because we kind of thought, hey, they'd be pushing YouTube TV towards us, right? Yeah. Finally, hey, I tell you what, we can just hack about anything nowadays, can't we? Hack a computer, hack a phone, hell, hack a light bulb. This actually harks back to about 4 years ago for Philips. Yeah, you might be familiar with the Philips Hue light bulbs. Remember how a flying drone years ago actually was able to hack an entire room full of Philips Hue smart bulbs? Yeah, apparently that was never really patched. But because of this, hackers have found a way to exploit that and get right into your lovely little network all through a light bulb. The cybersecurity research team over there at Checkpoint Software actually pointed out this vulnerability. However, though, they pointed it out to Philips first. You should already be safe. That is, if your Philips Hue light bulb is actually connected to the internet already. It would have actually already automatically updated itself to the latest version, which contains the patch you need. However, though, if your light bulb isn't connected online, yep, it's still a vulnerable light bulb. That is, unless you want to light the way for a hacker to come right on in. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, powered by TSO Host. Get yourself some fantastic web hosting today with fantastic customer service. Go check them out now at tsohost.com. Check the BTN Network on Twitter as well at British Tech. You can follow us there. Or come by our BTN community over at our Slack room and chat it up with all of us. Come join us now, britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening for your Friday edition. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Thursday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.